Welcome to 30 and Counting. This is a microcast following my life from age 30 and beyond through technology, writing, to entering parenthood. Welcome to 2019. Wow, time sure is flying. I feel like it was just the other day. It was 2018 or 2017 or maybe 2016. But it is 2019 now. We are actually over halfway through January already. I've been meaning for days, weeks to record this podcast, but finally here it is. So what I wanted to talk about today is my yearly theme. So I've never done a yearly theme before. Cortex is a podcast that talks about their yearly themes every year for the last couple of years. And I've thought about that before, but nothing's really clicked with me. So this year I thought about it and the word clarity just came to mind. So for 2019, my theme is going to be clarity. And I feel like this goes across the board on a couple different things. So one big thing is that my trajectory on what things I find important has kind of been the same over the last couple of years, even though life has gone drastically different. In 2014, I was a government contractor. In 2015, I had switched from government contracting to actually being a pastor in a church in my area. I wasn't the sole pastor. I was a campus pastor underneath a senior pastor, and was working through in 2015 and 2016 some processes to actually become a church planter. So basically to start up a church from scratch. So I kind of went on a journey for a couple of years there where I was, you know, paid as a pastor for a time. And then while I was working on preparing for a church plant, I was working remotely with another company doing programming. But my long-term goal still had been more about planting a church than about spending my career in tech. So then a year or two ago, as I continue to kind of evaluate life and where I feel like God's taking my life, I went ahead and changed again from focusing on church planting back to expecting a significant portion of my career for the rest of my life to be in tech. So those changes, I haven't always adapted a lot of my thinking to what the future holds. Beyond that, obviously, my wife got pregnant intentionally, and we had, you know, our first child this last year in 2018, and he is now 6 months old. So kind of the awareness of life with a child is starting to kind of become a realization. Obviously, the last 6 months, I haven't done a lot of future planning. We've been just kind of making it day to day with a newborn infant. So this is kind of the first time I've been able to think about, okay, now what does the future hold now that I'm a father, now that we have a three-person family instead of a two-person family, and how that modifies things such as my job, my projects, my professional skills, etc. I'm thinking through clarity through a couple lenses. For example, one would be a job. You know, I'm currently employed with a company. I enjoy that company and not necessarily looking to leave it, but in the tech industry, you get offers from, you know, recruiters and different companies. And everyone always has criteria as far as what it would take for a company to offer you for you to leave where you're currently working. Most people are willing to leave given certain stipulations, whether it's time or money or skills, like focuses, you know, whatever it may be. Most people are willing to leave their current job given certain stipulations. And so, you know, you always kind of have those stipulations in your mind that you know, okay, if a recruiter asks, you know, offers this, I would be willing to leave. But if not, then, you know, I'm not. So, you know, I've had certain things in my mind, like, okay, this is what it would take for me to transition to a job, and certain priorities in that. But one thing I've noticed is as I've been thinking about it with Luke, some of those priorities have shifted. So, you know, long term, I would like to get into iOS programming more professionally than hobby time. So I had initially thought, right, that if I were to make a transition, the next transition would probably be to iOS development. With a baby, I don't know that transition is the right thing to make right now. So it's kind of interesting seeing some of those things transition, where instead of trying to transition to iOS development, I would probably be transitioning within my current market. But I would have other priorities, like, for example, what does the paid time off look like? Or is there, paternity leave as we have future kids and things like that? Where it's more important to me to be able to spend time, if I have available extra time, with my family. And if a new job isn't going to offer me more time to be able to spend with my family, better work-life balance, whether just throughout the year or when we're having a baby, then it's more valuable for me to stay where I'm at. And most jobs, the longer you're there, the more paid time off and things that you have available to you. So just kind of balancing those things. Another thing I've been thinking about is projects. What projects are important to me? I feel like I've had a lot of projects bouncing around my head the last 2 years. There's been more and more and more, from Indigenous, my iOS project, to things I want to do on my personal website, to other projects that I've wanted to launch publicly but haven't had the opportunity to. And I feel like I've just been kind of bouncing around. I haven't been able to do anything really well. That definitely is, something that I want to kind of think through and create some clarity on this year. I think professional skills-wise, oftentimes when you choose to do a hobby, sometimes it's something that you want to do for fun, and sometimes it's something that you want to do to build your skills for a job transition. For example, I was doing a lot of stuff in iOS and Indigenous, so that if and when I had another job transition, that would be around iOS development. I still find Indigenous super important to me personally to use, and for the people that want to use it. So that's definitely not going to fall off the bandwagon, but the importance of it for an iOS development shift is no longer that important. And so what professional skills I want to develop, how I want to develop them, how that entangles themselves within my personal projects, that's something I want to get a little bit more clarity on. I also realize that I love podcasting, and it is going to take me down a dark, dark path. No. I currently have 3 podcasts. This one, which is 30 and Counting, which is just kind of my personal log and journal, which I have not been doing a very good job at keeping up with. My plan is to use this more routinely, to just talk through things, different topics, whether it be, faith, tech projects, just different things like that. Family stuff as well. I also have, 2 Dads Talking, which is a monthly podcast that I do with Jonathan LeCur, and we're just 2 dads that chat about stuff going on in our family, side projects, faith, just a bunch of different stuff, kind of whatever comes to our mind. We've got a topics list that goes on forever, and I'm guessing will probably never end, because for every topic that we cross off, we add 5 more. So who knows what we're going to do with that, but it's fun. It's monthly right now. We just get together in the evenings, chat. He's in LA. I'm in the East Coast around DC. So sometimes the time of day is pretty late in the evening by the time both of our kids are down and we're able to chill, but it's fun, pour a drink, chat. It's a good time. So that is a ongoing podcast. I plan to continue keeping monthly. If at some point he and I find that we have extra time, we could even do it every 2 weeks. But definitely every month, unless there's a big reason that we need to take a break, I foresee that just continuing the way it is, just going on. So then that opens up the next podcast, which is My URL Is. This is a podcast that I initially planned to have be monthly, and then I started recording so many podcasts for it that weren't edited, but I got them recorded. So then I thought it would be bi-weekly, and now it's been like 2 months since I've released an episode. So I'm super behind on that. And I had another podcast idea that I'm not ready to share. This new fourth podcast idea is centered around faith. And is kind of more in line with my URL is how I would have guest people that I talk to and interview, and we'd talk about various things around faith. So that is on a back burner right now. I'm not ready to invest time into that. But my realization was I'm going to have more and more podcast ideas. And since I'm not a professional podcaster, I do not have unlimited time for podcast ideas. So what am I going to do to mitigate this? I don't just want to say no to new ideas. I also don't want to stop old ideas. So my solution to this is seasons. That's right, seasons. So I've run across different podcasts that, like TV shows, have seasons. Season one, season two, they have a preset number of episodes in a season. And then you might have a break between seasons. Oftentimes, I've noticed that the podcasts that do that tend to do something like traditional TV programming, where they might start in the fall and go through the spring, or start at the beginning of the year and then go to like the fall and then take the winter off, different things like that. But essentially, they'll kind of have like a year schedule, and they'll have a certain time where they take a break. That is well and good, but I don't want something that strict. So my idea is for my podcasts outside of 30 and Counting and Two Dads Talking, which will remain their own kind of just evergreen podcasts that are, as long as they continue, they're going to continue recording on their, you know, schedule. 30 and Counting doesn't really have a schedule. I'll see if I want to do something with that eventually, but essentially, anything outside of those two is going to be centered around seasons of content. And those seasons I'm seeing much more like Netflix, where Netflix has an idea for a show. So they go ahead and they go out and they record the whole season up front. They edit the whole season up front, and then they just dump it. Now, podcasting, the medium, it is nice to have new content on a routine basis for podcasting. So I'm not actually going to dump the whole thing. So I guess it might be a little bit more down the Hulu model, but essentially the idea is so right now I've now put my URL is on a hiatus. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to finish recording. I believe my goal is 12 episodes in the first season, including the three that I already released. So I believe I have 9 recorded, and so I have 3 more that I need to record. I have several people on the deck who have expressed interest that they want to be on my URL is, I definitely want them to be in season one. So essentially my goal is to reach out to a couple more people, talk through things with them, interview them, get 12 or 13 podcasts recorded, sit down and edit all those podcasts as quickly as I can. And then with everything edited so that there's no interruptions, go ahead and launch season one and have the podcasts come out periodically. With 12 podcasts, if I do it every 2 weeks, it'll come out in 6 months. If I do it once a month, it'll come out in 12 months. So I'm going to do something like that, where everything is, you know, my goal is over the next 2 months to kind of get everything recorded and edited, and then go ahead and roll out and have that just happen over the next 6 to 12 months. Have my URL is season one just go out and have it have a season cap at the end. Then I will be able to sit back and say, do I want to do another my URL is season two right now, or do I want to put that on ice like Netflix sometimes does, and do I want to invest in this other faith-based podcast that I have an idea for, record a season one of that, that could be 6 episodes, it could be 12 episodes, and then record and edit those and release season one of that one, and then come back around to my URL is season two. So the beauty of that model is I continue to have different podcast ideas. I can go ahead and choose when I finish one season of the current podcast, I can decide which podcast do I want to invest time into next, and I can go ahead and do the next season of that given podcast. I feel like that creates a lot of flexibility where I don't get locked into any given podcast idea I have, but I can continue to roll out new content when and if I want to. So that I'm looking forward to. I'm sure clarity, and the other area that clarity hits is my productivity and how I get things done. It's always been a mess. I have tried all different task managers. I was most recently using OmniFocus, and now I just read the Bullet Journal book lately. So I think that's interesting. I have this book from Michael Hyatt called The Full Focus Journal, and that kind of has a kind of a bullet journal approach in certain aspects. So I'm kind of doing this blended thing right now where I'm kind of taking ideas from the bullet journal and ideas from the full focus journal and doing it inside the actual full focus journal, because I paid upfront for a year of those journals to come. After that, I might just start using a regular notebook. I don't know. But so I'm kind of doing this blending of those two things. At this point, I'm slowly migrating things out of OmniFocus and digital task keeping and just into paper. I'm a huge technical person, so I don't know how paper productivity is going to work for me, but I feel like I haven't found really the key to getting focus on what I need to achieve for my future goals. The digital stuff helps me get things done in a technical check off the list sense, but oftentimes those are things that are more routine or more busy or urgent and not necessarily the important. So I'm hoping that the paper can help kind of bring clarity as to which tasks I really have to move forward if I want to accomplish what I want to accomplish in the important aspect, while, of course, trying to deal with the urgent when I can. So, yeah, I'm sure clarity, my 2019 year theme, is going to impact more things than that, but that's kind of where I'm at right now, looking at what does it mean to have clarity in, you know, job prospects, in projects, in professional skills, in podcasts, in productivity. And I'm going to continue to try to just keep the theme clarity, and most importantly, my new role as a father in mind as I'm thinking through things for 2019 and what things look like. So thanks for joining me on this journey. We'll see how 2019, the year of clarity, goes. This has been 30 and Counting. You can find new episodes at 30andcounting.me. The theme music has been by Aaron Parecki in his 100 Days of Music project. You can check that out at aaronparecki.com. You can find more information from me at my website, eddiehinkle.com. Thanks for joining me, and have a great day.